I do feel free. I feel really free, and I feel like I follow what I love, and I so much to be excited about and happy about and appreciative for. And
welcome, joyful viewers, to Vegetarian Elite. Today we'll introduce one of Los Angeles' rising musical stars, the beautiful and multi-talented Joy Valencia, who is also committed to the compassionate vegan lifestyle. Joy Valencia was born and raised in Chicago, Illinois, USA, and later attended the prestigious Berklee School of Music. She excels as a singer-songwriter, musician, and producer, using her spontaneous intuition and an eclectic blend of musical genres to create her own unique sound.
I'm doing really what I love, and I'm a big believer and follow your bliss and do what really makes you happy. Do what you love, basically. So, and that, I had an aha moment for that when I read this quote by Howard Thurman, and it was, don't ask what the world needs, ask what makes you come alive, and go do that, because what the world needs is people who have come alive.
These times are slow, and all my hopes are on hold.
Some positive feedback from her fans prove that Joy Valencia has definitely come alive.
Gotta love her. She looks and she sings like an angel.
Soulful vocals, magical music, fantastic.
Wow, Joy, your music is wonderful. Love it.
She has also earned the title Artist of the Month from musical websites StereoFame.com and BeatCrave.com, who noted, Joy Valencia is one prime example in the music world that shows how much can be accomplished with enough drive, spirit, and natural talent.
Joy, so take us to the beginning. Did you always want to be a singer or a songwriter growing up?
Yeah, I've always wanted to be a singer and a writer. I was 4 years old when I knew what I wanted to do.
So what happened at four? I mean, how do you remember back at four that's what you wanted to?
Michael Jackson happened at four. It's so true. No, it's true. I just knew. I just was so drawn to the music and the whole artistic aspect of it, and performance, and I loved to dance, and that's just, that was it. I knew. But also, it made a lot of sense for me because as a kid, I was always interested in recording my voice. I had a little karaoke machine with the two decks. So there was the one deck where you record your voice, and then I would switch it and I'd put it over here, so I'd play my voice and then I'd record myself singing on top of that, along with myself, a harmony. Then I would switch it again. Then I'd have three voices, and then I'd have four. It's as much as I could do being a 13-year-old or 12-year-old or whatever.
Joy's natural love for experimenting with music carried her all the way to the largest independent contemporary music school in the world, the prestigious Berklee College of Music, where she fell in love with being in the studio. She also met her gifted husband, Alejandro Valencia, at Berklee. They have since become an excellent musical duo, establishing their very own studio, Elitron Productions.
For me, when I'm writing, a lot of times I write with a voice recorder, so I feel like I get a sense of the melody and the overall vibe of the song, like the instrumentation. So the melody comes out and a few words, like a phrase or something. I kind of hear it all at once when it first happens.
What do you think makes a great song?
Ooh, I think a great song is something that moves you. You know, it can make you happy, or it can make you feel something. A lot of times I think when someone can relate to it, I'm not the only one who feels this way. I think that's part of it. So lyrics, I think, make a great song. But I have to also say that melody is so important to me, and I think for me the melody is the biggest factor.
Few individuals in the music business are involved in the entire musical process from start to finish. Joy is one of these few greatly accomplished individuals. All Indie Magazine gave this encouraging review of her work. No matter which era Joy tries to capture, it works and makes Joy Valencia one of the most intriguing music artists.
We do everything ourselves, so I'm there every step of the way. Like, a lot of the production ideas are mine, like I said, because I hear the instrumentation. I know what I want, so Alejandro's the guy who can make that happen. And I also do the vocal production, but I also do a lot of the tedious editing work that people don't even realize that you have to do that stuff, because, you know, they probably think that you just record a song and put it out, but there's hours of real work you put in.
Joy and her production team's diligent efforts certainly paid off in March of this year, when she had her first official video release premiere for Don't Wake the Lion.
I was in the mood to write a song, kind of light, fun, artistic song. And I knew I wanted it to have some organ. I knew the specific organ sound I wanted, and a really high, fun vocal. And then it kind of came out of imagination, and I was picturing a lion wearing my robe in my bed, just kind of silly, mm-hmm. playful, fun side. And that's why I ended up doing it. I think music is a universal language, and I think you don't always have to understand what they're saying to get the feeling that's supposed to be coming across. I think it's therapeutic. I think it can make someone happier, and it can uplift you and give you hope.
Music is surely one way to give hope for a better world. But Joy Valencia has found another powerful way to contribute to world peace in her lifestyle.
I've been vegetarian for over 3 years and vegan for over 2.5. I was listening to Do You by Russell Simmons, and I was not expecting this to happen, but Russell Simmons was talking about the chickens and how they're treated. In a music business book, he said something about how whatever you're eating, you're putting that energy into you. And that was like clicked. I was like, the energy of the suffering animal, the energy of the person who killed that suffering animal, all of that. So that's what made me really think about it.
How did you feel after the transition, and what are some of the benefits that you noticed?
I felt lighter, both physically and my conscience.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like food digested better. I think when you eat meat, it sits in your stomach and it like rots in your stomach. It doesn't just digest and go through. So it doesn't really give you the kind of energy that feels like fuel, like it keeps you going.
Right.
I felt like I had better energy. I felt lighter. After I went vegan, I lost 5 pounds, like, immediately. Not that I was trying to, but I was like, whoa, I didn't realize that. I felt clear.
What are some of your favorite places to eat out, or your favorite dishes to cook?
Yeah, I like Real Food Daily in Santa Monica, and Follow Your Heart is up by me. One World Vegetarian is awesome, and as far as what are my favorite dishes to make, my favorite food to eat ever and make is tabbouleh. I make it with quinoa, and I'm really lucky because a friend of mine gave me a recipe. It's like a passed down family recipe from her family in Lebanon. I thought it was pretty shocking to find out that the UN released a statement saying that the livestock industry produces more greenhouse gases than the entire transportation industry of the whole world combined. So it's greener to go veg than it is to drive a Prius. But why not do both?
Right.
You know? It's definitely something we can do to reduce our carbon footprint.
how do animal welfare ethics fit into your decisions to stay vegan?
There's so many different reasons to be vegan, and for me, that's the main one. I learned a term that describes how I've always felt about animals and respecting life, and it's ahimsa. It's belief in the sacredness of all creatures and urging avoidance of harm and violence. I've felt like that my whole life. I remember walking home from grade school, seeing kids stepping on caterpillars and guts. I remember thinking, like, why? Why? I don't understand why we feel the need to kill things that are smaller than us. That's always bothered me my whole life. And now I know there are people out there like me. So basically, I feel good about not contributing to the culture of suffering. There are these animals being imprisoned all over the place. They don't have freedom. That's the basic, a basic right that everyone deserves is freedom.
On April 10th, 2011, Joy participated in a concert celebrating the premiere of Supreme Master Qinghai's poetry collection, The Love of Centuries, in Cerritos, California, USA. During the meaningful event, guest of honor Supreme Master Qinghai spoke about the urgent state of our planet and how we could each do our part by sharing more love, especially by adopting the loving animal-free diet. Along with other distinguished artists, Joy performed an uplifting song bearing this message titled, Please Wake Up, with the Oscar and five-time Emmy winner Bill Conti setting Supreme Master Qinghai's poem to music.
The song was about how Mother Earth is mourning, basically. How we're, we need to be aware of what we're doing. Our choices are changing the planet, and we need to change, basically. So it was a really nice message, and the experience was great. The people were lovely. It was good vibes all around, and the food was amazing.
Thank you, Joy, for sharing your tremendous artistic talents and for being our inspiring vegan role model. Your beauty certainly shines inside out. Wishing you the best of success in your musical endeavors as we work together to make our world a place of love and freedom for all co-inhabitants. Viewers, thank you for being with us today on Vegetarian Elite, featuring the wonderful singer-songwriter, musician, and producer, Joy Valencia. Coming up next is Between Master and Disciples. Blessed be the love shining from your heart.
I'm Joy Valencia. Be veg, go green to save the planet.
more details, please visit www.supremastertv.com/VE.